Welcome to Jesus Revealed in Purpose. I'm your host, Zinhle, and thank you once again for walking this journey with us over the past 10 days. We have seen Jesus in purpose over the previous week and in this week around the mission of Christ and how he has been intentional in his mission. Today, we're joined by Dr. Jeremiah. Dr. Jeremiah, thank you so much for being with us and welcome.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to join you.
It's always good to have you, Dr. Jeremiah. And
thank you.
Today we are looking at healing, miracles, and compassion. And we're taking our scripture from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, from verse 35 to 36. And I'll read it as it is written. It says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. It almost seems like Jesus is in the busyness now of his ministry, Dr. Jeremiah.
Praise God.
How do we then pull from what we are reading, or what is happening here?
Okay. I want to propose that before we even look at, or maybe to get a better understanding of what is happening and what we can learn out of this, is to look at Jesus maybe in what I would call three phases or stages of timeline of life. Because what is happening here, I see it as a fulfillment or the manifestation of prophecy. So in other words, there is Jesus within the prophecy. If you look at all the prophets, all of them without exception, they were talking about Jesus. What we read here, what Matthew is explaining, he's narrating a story of what he witnessed, which is the manifestation of that prophecy. Then maybe as we go along, I'll do the last phase. So the first phase I want to paint, for an example, which is Jesus within the prophetic message. And maybe for example, let's take Isaiah chapter 61, who was prophesying about Jesus, what he's coming to do. And when he says, for the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison doors to those that are captured. Out of those four things that he mentioned, I want to pick two that correlates with what Matthew is talking about, is when he says to preach good tidings. When you go to the book of Matthew, that is Matthew's message as well, to say, when Jesus was here on earth, he went about preaching the good news of the kingdom.
That's right.
And maybe it's a point to ponder or wonder, what kind of gospel are we preaching? Because Jesus was prophesied by all the prophets that he is going to preach good tidings. And Matthew comes back and say, hey guys, Jesus was preaching the good news of the kingdom. Isaiah said, not only is he going to preach the good tidings, he's going to heal the brokenhearted. And then Matthew comes back and says, when he went around his business, after preaching, he was also
healing.
So we see Jesus fulfilling the prophecy. So, and if you read the scripture from that perspective, you will realize that there is nothing that Jesus did that the prophets did not speak about. There is nothing that Jesus did that God did not promise through the guidance of the Holy Spirit and through the guidance of the prophets.
Amen, amen, amen. And now, Dr. Jeremiah, I really like that context. And now when we then zoom into the present and then Matthew testifying what the prophets are saying, I think there's also just something to be said around, yes, he was fulfilling prophecy, but he was also in the moment as well, doing what he was doing. And I guess, hence then, within the topic, there's, yes, there's the healing bit, there's the miracles bit, but there's a compassion bit as well, which is to say, maybe how I'm reading it, is that, yes, prophecy is being fulfilled, but he's not robotic around fulfilling the prophecies. He's in that moment feeling for the people that he's reaching out to.
Absolutely. Yeah. I absolutely agree with that. Because the Bible says, when he saw the multitude, that is verse 36 now, on the text that we read, he was filled with compassion.
Yeah.
All right. And the Bible explains, or Matthew explains, why was he filled with compassion?
Mm.
Because when he saw them that they are weary and they are scattered.
Yeah.
That took or caught my attention.
Mm.
Because that told me that he was seeing beyond what the naked eye would see.
Yeah.
And it talks to what the author of the book of Hebrews talks about when he says, there is nothing that is naked before God, because we all stand naked before him. So what Jesus was seeing, it's something that really sits in the heart of people. You know, as people, sometimes we might be able to camouflage the real stuff that sits within us, maybe by how we come across, manage our outlooks, even manage maybe our social media accounts, and send a different message to what is really happening in our hearts. But what I pick up here is that when Jesus looks at us, he filters all these other things, and he gets into the bottom of the issue. He gets into the heart. And when he gets into the heart, he sees the real thing. All right. Irrespective of what is happening on the outside. And when he saw what he saw in their hearts, he was moved. He was filled with compassion because he could see that they are weary and they are scattered. In fact, he even says they are like sheep without a shepherd, which can be a very matter of concern. Because a sheep without a shepherd, for me, signifies a life that is in danger.
And that's true.
He was able to see that, not because he was looking at the physical outlook of the people. We all know that life happens in and around us. And what can comfort us with this verse is that Jesus sees the real things. He sees what sits right in the inner parts of ourselves, right in our hearts. And when he sees us, he's filled with compassion. We've got a God who cares.
Yes. I really like that, Dr. Jeremiah. And knowing that there is a God who cares, there are two points that maybe I'd like us to reflect on. There's the impact of knowing that there's a God who cares for our condition. But we also cannot ignore that Christ as well almost sets the pace and the example for us as believers to walk in as well. And in a sense, to walk in things that were prepared for us a long time ago, essentially. So how do we apply both those things around knowing that there's a God who really cares for us in our condition? And number two, how then we should walk, seeing as there is someone who walked before us?
Okay, good one. I like the questions. Very interesting. So the point that I raised earlier on to say, I see three faces of Jesus. So you are now asking me a leading question that leads me to talk about the last face. Because I've pointed or I've shown Jesus within the prophetic face and Jesus in the flesh, which is what Matthew was narrating. But now, Paul tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we do not regard anyone in the flesh anymore. And he says, even Jesus Christ who was in the flesh, we do not regard him in that manner any longer. All right. So Jesus is no longer in the flesh. He was prophesied. He lived in the flesh. But he is now a resurrected Christ. And the Bible says where he is at the right hand of God.
Amen.
As a high priest in the order of Melchizedek, interceding on our behalf on a daily basis.
Amen. All right. Amen.
But then the same author of the book of Hebrews says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
So Jesus, within the prophetic context, Jesus who lived in the flesh, the resurrected Christ who's at the right hand of God, mm-hmm. they are the same.
Wow.
He hasn't changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then the question that you're asking, then how does this, the issue of miracles, the healing that he was doing and he's no longer there, how does it continue?
Yes, yes.
Then we all know about the Great Commission. But I'm going to pick it up from the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 5.
Okay.
Where Paul talks about us and he says, we need to walk in wisdom when we walk towards those who are outside.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
We need to walk in wisdom. Why? Because he says we need to walk knowing that all our words are filled with grace mm-hmm. and seasoned with salt.
Yeah, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So in other words, but I also like what he said there when he says, redeeming the time. Mm. So we must utilize every minute, every second that we have to walk in wisdom. In other words, to represent Christ, to make sure that the mission and the works that he did when he was in the flesh, they continue whilst he is now Christ the resurrected.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I get that. I really, really get that. So to the believer then that has taken up Christ and seeks to follow Christ and seeks to walk in maybe the same level of compassion, the same level of healing, same level of miracles for others, because this is not a ministry benefiting them. It's a ministry towards others. What do they do? How do they walk into these works?
All right. I suppose it's not really complicated. It's a very good question again. For me, I would say Christ being resurrected, me being the conduit of Christ.
Yeah.
To make it practically simple, for an example,
mm-hmm.
I need to look at and ask myself, maybe reflect and say, what are the opportunities that exist within the communities in and around us? There are so people that are living in destitute conditions, people that are really, really suffering. What is it that I can do? I can dedicate, even if it means it's 1 hour in a week, 10 minutes in a day, whatever the case may be, what I can afford to say, I will visit them. I will pray for them. I will do something that will show that Christ cares because I am now a representative of Christ.
Amen.
I have won Christ. Christ is in me.
Yeah.
I am his ambassador. All right.
That's right.
So it's not really complicated. It's about making a decision and say, what is it that I'm willing to do?
Yeah.
There's so many things that we can do. You look on the left, you look on the right, you look in front, you look backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's things to do. There are places to go and people to assist.
That's right.
And then where we can show compassion.
Yeah. I really like that because I think it also goes into the bit around hospitality and just referencing the book of Hebrews around it's still encouraging believers to show hospitality to people, because there's also the blessing where it says some have even gone to have hosted angels without even knowing. Yeah. So extending, maybe to use your words, extending Christ's mercy, Christ's love, Christ's compassion into their lives. You never know who exactly you're ministering to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then we become the conduits of God's grace, God's mercy, God's love.
Yeah.
And then people then experience Christ the resurrected, continuing to be the Christ who cares.
Yeah.
Continue to be the Christ who is filled with compassion.
Yeah.
That's all we need to do.
Yeah, I like that. I really have been enjoying over the past few days and even maybe plus week around just the practical steps that we are taking around how to walk in purpose and walk in the purposes of Christ. Because again, to your point, these works of Christ have long been prophesied.
Exactly.
And even the works that we are walking into are things that have long been prepared for us. So there's almost, in a sense, nothing new under the sun. Yeah. We're just doing what has long been before us.
So that's why the Bible will say we are not saved by works.
Yeah.
But we are saved to do
yes,
the good works.
Amen.
So there is a specific purpose that why Christ saved us.
Yeah.
He didn't just save us for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
He saved us so that we can be able to do the good works.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
showing the good work of kindness to people that are in destitute conditions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good works. That's the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
shows that yeah, we have embraced Christ who lives in us and the manifestation of the Word of God practically
yeah,
within the livelihood of people.
I like that. Dr. Jeremiah, I think our time is done, but thank you so much for just unpacking that scripture and just calling us towards walking in compassion, walking in healing, walking in miracles, but through Christ as being Christ's conduit. So God bless you again, Dr. Jeremiah.
Thank you.
So
much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah. And to everyone that was listening, thank you so much for walking these 10 days with us. We trust and pray that this has been a blessing to you. And as we walk this journey, we pray that you will be with us again in the next episode as we do more of how we unpack and reveal Jesus in each and every one of our lives and our purposes. So like and subscribe us across our channels, Spotify, Apple, YouTube. You can even follow us on our various social media pages and even try and get us on WhatsApp as well, adding us, be a part of our community, be a part of our family of faith. And we pray that you'll be a blessing to others as well. God bless you and see you next episode.